So, Rosie.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think everybody's doing this morning? We've got lots of good responses here.
We're getting a lot of texts
in
at 411-923 telling us what has you up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. I would think, thinking back on our 35 years of raising kids, I would think kids' activities would probably be the number one thing.
I would actually put that probably number two or three. We have a lot of people up working this morning.
All right.
We have truck drivers, one that goes from Coachella to and back to Phoenix round trip each week.
Okay.
So let's speculate. What is he hauling to Coachella?
I don't know.
Where is
Coachella? Or is he going to Coachella and bringing it back here? What's on that route?
I have to say, I don't know.
Maybe he'll text us back.
Yeah, maybe he'll text us back and let us know what you're hauling.
We have an Uber driver. We have some, somebody's going fishing.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And speaking of that, what would you be doing if we weren't working? That's kind of like never an option.
That's a good question. I've never thought about what I would do on Saturday mornings if I didn't have the show. We've been doing it for 28 years. How many Saturdays is that? That's
a lot.
52 times 28. Come on.
I used to work out in the yard and listen to you.
Did you?
With my earphones on my little app.
I think this morning would be a great morning, like to hike up Tom's.
Almost
do a hike
1,500.
Up to Tom's thumb.
1,456.
Oh, that's a lot of shows.
So this time next year, you'll hit your 1,500 mark.
I've never had the option. I would have to ask myself, our weekends are Sunday, Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we always do on Monday is what I would typically be doing on Saturday. So we'd be trailering the horses out to Camp Verde for a ride or up to the Payson Area Trail System or something like that, I'm guessing.
Well, I think I just learned something too, Romy. After your calculation there, 1,400, right?
1,456.
That's why you don't have many words during the week. Everybody thinks you're like this at home. You know, he's kind of quiet at home, but he's building up for the next 4-hour Saturday.
Hey, what about the weather in Phoenix this past week? Phoenix sees its earliest 90-degree high ever since records have been kept.
Is this an indication of the spring?
I don't know.
We had this conversation last year with Jay. I don't know if you remember. We were into an early spring, and he said, you know what? It really is not an indication that summer's coming any later or it's going to be any hotter or it's going to last any longer.
That's all good news.
A current heat wave, and you know we'll probably go through a cooling cycle before it heats back up again in April.
You know, I just was talking with some people back in South Dakota this weekend, and you know, I said, you know, what I noticed this week was no one was excited about the heat. Everyone was kind of like, ugh. And it was gorgeous out.
It was nice.
And it reminded me of, you know, basically the same thing in the Midwest. You'll be October and it's been so nice. And then all of a sudden you'll just hit a day where it's about 15 degrees outside. And you're like, oh, crap, here it comes, you know. And it seemed like everyone gave the same reaction here. It was pretty interesting.
Well, El Nino was promising us a warmer and wetter winter than above normal. And our Colorado Basin snowpack is at about 115 to 120% of average. So we're just a little bit over. I got an email from my sister last night who's up at Tahoe. They've got 26 feet of snow.
Wow.
26 feet of snow. So certainly good for Northern California.
I did hear that there is moisture off the coast. It's just that high pressure system is so strong that it hasn't been able to come on over. So hopefully that'll break and we'll get the rest of this El Nino year.
Well, I would hope so. I would certainly hope that, I don't know, I had people that were going to try and go skiing at the Snow Bowl on President's Day weekend, but that was one of the weekends it was so warm. We have to do like a snow report for Arizona Snow Bowl and Sunrise Ski Area and see what we've got in the way of ski conditions right now in Arizona. The other thing I want y'all to get ready for, speaking of 90-degree weather, you know, one of the things we would do as a family every Monday for a long, long time is we'd take the boat up to the lake and we'd water ski. That was like our family tradition for how many years? Water skiing was one of our absolutely favorite family activities. And being on the water, I learned how to water ski on Canyon Lake about 1970. And having spent that many years on the Arizona waterways, I've seen a lot of incredibly stupid boat people, boat mistakes, and downright dangerous situations. The best thing Arizona Game and Fish ever did was start enforcing the drunk driving laws in a boat exactly the same as they enforce drunk driving laws on the road.
You don't have to have a license to drive a boat, do you?
Nope.
You should.
Yeah, you should. And Arizona Game and Fish is giving boat safety courses. They give them for free at Lake Havasu as well as in the Game and Fish headquarters. If you've got a boat, if you have never taken the class, I can't encourage you enough. Take the boating class. Learn the rules of the waterway and always have a designated driver.
Keep your family safe.
Keep your family safe, because boy, it can go bad really fast out there on the water. Just this last trip to Lake Powell, we were coming back into the marina, and there was a brand new boat. It was one of these high-end exclusive ski and wakeboard boats. The price tag on this thing had to be north of $80,000 or $85,000. It had every accessory on the planet bolted on this boat. It was a bright red, blaze red, just beautiful boat. But it
you can
just,
tell he likes boats, huh?
But it just happened to be about 30 feet out of the water, up on the rocks, upside down.
Oh, somebody didn't take a class.
Somebody was driving really fast in the middle of the night and went ashore at about 60 miles an hour. Oh. Fortunately, no one was killed.
Amazing.
But we've got pictures of that boat. It's, I mean, how funny do you feel? Scooting across the gorgeous calm waters of Lake Powell in the middle of the night when the water is flat as glass, under a nice, beautiful full moon, enjoying the luxury of the nice breeze in your wind, and all of a sudden you realize, my boat is on shore.
I don't think the word is funny.
Ooh, mercy. Boating classes with Arizona Game and Fish. Get out there and take them. Let's keep the waterways safe.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.